Thank you. Could you please share with us your experience on UPR? I mean, I know that you are now that you showed us on your website how you are working with and the questions that you are asking to the countries. But could you please say how did you do? I mean, did you split the subjects on, or do you have a special on every report? Do you have a special parts for right to water, the clean water, or how do you do it, I mean, with the reports?
Well, the reality is that Waterlakes is a Geneva-based NGO, and in that sense, we don't consider that we have either the legitimacy or the credibility to contribute ourselves to any UPR report. So in other words, we did not contribute so far to any UPR report ourselves. What we did is actually build the capacity of, and we are still in the process, to build the capacity of NGOs in the field in the South who can contribute to these UPR reports. So it's really about explaining, introducing them to this whole system. So that they can do the work I was describing before. So that's one thing. And the second thing, because I'm sure you already went in detail as to the process, that's where we see more our role, is actually to identify key delegations in the Human Rights Council setting who can actually voice out one of the recommendations we would issue per country. So that's the lobbying work.
Countries.
Exactly. So it's via countries that we do this work. So we don't do the writing, but we do the facilitation on that and the lobbying on the other side.
Me gustaría saber si usted tuviera que hacer una recomendación a México, ¿cuál sería? Uno. Dos. Su organización desarrolla un trabajo también legislativo para promover una legislación que haga efectivo el derecho al agua, porque ese es otro problema. Y si en la legislación actual de los derechos económicos, sociales y culturales, con todo y su el pacto internacional y su protocolo, se puede utilizar para esta reivindicación o precisa que sea realmente un derecho. Porque una cosa es que Naciones Unidas diga que es un derecho y otra cosa es que uno puede exigirlo. Y si no está escrito, pues no se puede exigir. Entonces, creo que también, aparte de hacer este trabajo en el terreno, hay que pensar qué medidas han tomado ustedes para desarrollar esa normativa y que pueda hacerse un derecho exigible realmente, ¿no? Porque cuando la población, como la de México y muchos otros países, está demandando los derechos básicos para sobrevivir y le han enseñado que el agua se paga y que es un bien público que cuesta, ¿cómo crear conciencia si no existe un marco o una política que lo pueda fortalecer?